Bureau started in 1913. It really gets on the map with what are called the slacker raids, and that was using the American Protective League, coordinating its activities to run around and grab young men off the street, several thousand of them in one afternoon, to demand to know why they weren't in military uniform, demand proof that they had registered with Selective Service for the draft, and so forth. And that was the warm-up, okay? That was to see if the system worked for what they really had in mind. What they really had in mind was the Palmer raids that occurred a year later. And the Palmer raids were a roll-up, lock, stock, and barrel of the anarchist and anarcho-syndicalist movement that was quite pronounced in the United States at that time. You had approximately 15,000 people arrested overnight, all of them arrested on the basis of nothing other than that they were recent immigrants to the United States. They were held until they could be sifted out. What they were sifting them for was to find out if they had any sort of an affiliation to a radical organization in their old country, if they subscribed to an anarchist magazine, and so forth. And those that were found to have these kinds of alignments were considered undesirable on the face of it, no hearing required. They were all put on a boat and transshipped, not to the countries of their origin, but to Russia. Now, there were a few Russians on that, but you're talking Southern Italians, you're talking East Europeans of non-Russian origin, you're talking Greeks, you're talking a few Germans. All of them go to Russia, because by 1919, you've already had the Bolshevik Revolution, and we need to keep all these people in one place. This is a totally arbitrary, an obviously political maneuver.